sitting in the kitchen, and I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have all of these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you're doing all you can do, but still, you took two steps forward, and you took five steps back.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This song right here, it ministers to me every time it plays, because it's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of allowing a situation or a concern or a problem or what we see to put us in a place of despair. And even though that thing is not changing or we do not see a change, we still do not recognize God as being good, because he's been so good. The things that he has already done for us, the things that he has even spoken over our life, that is good, y'all. It's good. See, we have a tendency of taking so much for granted because we may not be getting what we want at this particular time, or things are not changing when we want them to change, or as quickly as we desire them to change. But we want to be mindful that he is still good. He is good even in spite of us being us. Even when we do not even deserve his goodness, he is still good. Even in the midst of our mess, he will still come and give us an encouragement word. He is still good. Even in the midst of us turning our backs on him, and simply doing what we want to do, he's still good. Why is he good? Because he's still letting us breathe. He's still letting us be able to walk and talk. Oh yeah, it may be a struggle to walk, or it may be hard to talk, or you may be sick in your body, but guess what? He's still good. Hey! You may be going through something in your mind, but you ain't crazy. Well, he could have let you go crazy. Baby, he used to get it on Kosana. You ain't a lunatic. Guess what? He's still good because he gives you stability in your mind. Even though you may be complaining about, I ain't got enough money for this and I ain't got enough money for that. Baby, you're not lacking absolutely anything. He's still good. He's still good. He good. Because he know what we got need of. It's a lot of times we do not receive what we have need of because we don't trust the person that can give us all things. Come on, somebody. I'm trying not to get into my sermon, but it don't go shut now. He lead me right on into it. We do not allow ourselves to access the accessible because we don't trust him. We don't believe him. We got our trust in that job. We got our trust in that money. We got our trust in that man. We got our trust in that woman or that boy or that child. We got our trust in the things that we see. But who can say he's still good? He's still good. He's still good. Even though we take so much for granted, even though we disregard so much, even though we are not mindful, even of the warnings that he give us, he's still good. Because even in the midst of him warning you and telling you some things, you still do what you do. Oh, he ain't gonna do nothing, because he ain't did nothing all these years. All right then, I'm saying he's still good. Why? Because he's showing you mercy. He's giving you grace, and you don't even deserve it. He's still good. You've been so good, God. even when we slip and fall. Oh, mama, nene loco, shane de la casi. Not only when we slip and fall, God, but even when we turn our backs on you, God, you're still good. We dare not complain, Father God, and it's a lot of us that complain so much about everything, God. We don't want to hear nothing, God. We don't want to receive your truth. Oh, God, you're still good. Even though we don't want to receive it, even though we have a hard heart, even though we are Mahashanirakasiya, you're still good, God. Hey, you're still good, God. You good. You good. You want us to be free. This is why you share these things with us, God. You're good to us. You want us to be loosed, God, from the ball and chains. Oh, you're so mindful of us, Lord. You are so gracious, Lord. Hey, you are still good, God. You are good, Lord. You are good, God. Can't tell you enough how good you are, how gracious you are towards us. Oh, mama, nere loco, shane de la casilla. You are so good. You are so good. You are so good. Oh, mama, nere loco, shane de la casilla. You are so good, God. Oh, mama, nere loco, shane de la casilla. And we want to exalt you on this morning. We want to give you our best on today. We glorify you, Lord, because you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. You are great and you are greater to be praised. There is nobody, Lord, in the name of Jesus that can compare to you. There is nobody that is equal to you, God. There is nobody, Father God, in the name of Jesus that can stand before you. Oh, God, we just want to bless you and lift you up. We want you to know that we appreciate you. We want you to know, Father God, he called it an uncle. That we recognize and acknowledge you as being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. You are the sole source of our essence. You are the epitome of our creation. You are he who was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the Alpha and the finisher of our faith. It is you, God, that wrote our story. It is you, God, that opened up that door. It is you, God, that gave us the knowledge to get a job and keep it. It is you, God, that provide everything that we need. It's not nothing that we are doing on our own, but it is you, God, that makes a way out of no way. It is you that is the promise keeper. You are the sustainer. You are the healer. It is you, God, and we trust you on today. We trust you to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask, think, or imagine. We trust you to move that mountain, God, that we think we cannot climb. We trust you to equip us that we can climb it. Oh, God, we trust you. We trust you with every muscle and every fiber in our being. Because we know, Father God, that you are the only one that can do it all. We trust you to save our children on today, Lord, from the words of the Yoko, see the wiles of this world. We trust you to save our grandchildren on today, God, from the cares of this life. We trust you, Father God, to save our very souls, God, from cleaving to the dust. We trust you, Father God, to heal and deliver our minds on today, that we will be up on Shanetta Loco Sia. We trust you on today, God. We trust you, Lord. Oh, Mama Nere Loco Sia. We trust you, God. We are Mama Nere Loco Sanere Loco Sia. And if by chance, Father God, we had any doubt in the inside of our hearts, we asking you to forgive us on today. Oh, mama, nere loco, shan nere la casia. Oh, ba ba ba, Oh God, we trust you. We trust you, Lord. Oh God, we trust you. He called my mind in a local sea. I get a local sea. We trust you to bless us on today. He called my mind in a local shine. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in the sanctuary. Cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross on today, God. Open up our hearts and our understanding, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to receive what the Spirit is saying to the church. Oh God, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to be stiff-necked and hard-hearted. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to tear down the walls and the barriers that we built around our own selves, thinking and believing that we're doing the right thing, acting the right way, God, when in actuality, we don't even know. Oh God, I'm asking you to remove any confusion out of our minds and our thoughts on today, God, because you are a God of clarity. Because you gives us the knowledge and the understanding. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it on today, God. I'm asking you to touch right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and to camp your angels in here, Lord. East, west, north, and south, from the roof to the very foundation around the entire perimeter. Oh God, I'm asking you to allow your angel to stay, God, and take watch on today, God. I'm asking you to touch each and every individual that's on the way, God. Touch your hearts of the ones that need to come and want, God. Help them to come, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they may be healed, delivered, and set free. I'm asking you to touch the ones, Father God, that desire to come and can't. Oh God, I'm asking you to help them, Father God, and give them strength in their body and even in their mind that they may be able to press. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will continue to move forward and that we will not get stuck in our own ways, Father God. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to do what you have designed us to do, God. And that's simply, Lord, to trust you. To trust you, Lord. Oh God, I'm asking you right now to put coals of fire on my tongue and burn up any and everything that's not like you, God. Let me speak nothing but the oracles of you, Father God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength, my redeemer. Oh God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will do what you simply do best and that's see about your people. I'm asking you to do it even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I want everybody in here to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I want y'all to write your name on that sheet of paper. I want y'all to write your name on that sheet of paper. And when you write your name on that sheet of paper, I want you to write, Lord, remove any doubt out of my heart. The Lord wants to bless us, you guys. He wants to bless us. He wants to. You may not think that he do, but he do. We as people have a tendency of hindering these blessings for several reasons. We hinder them for several reasons. See, the main reason why we hinder them is for doubt. We doubt God can do it. Why do we doubt God that can do it? We doubt God can or even will do it because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm not living the way that I'm supposed to live. I'm not acting the way that I'm supposed to act. So I know God ain't gonna do it for me. I know he's not gonna do it because he don't bless no mess. Now this is us. This is us. So is what he said to me today. He said, they are exactly right. But before they get to that part, they gotta not doubt that I can help them to stop being them. Because this is what we say. It's hard not to do this and not to do that. Or stop doing this. Or stop doing. The Lord said it's not hard. You just got to make the choice. And when you make that choice, you choose to perform the action of that choice. But because of the lusts of the flesh and the desires in the heart, it corrupts our thoughts. Because this is what we say. I got to make it happen by any means necessary. Because if I don't do it, who is? Or we put our trust inside of that job and that paycheck that we know without a shadow of a doubt, because I punch a clock every day. I know I'm going to get paid on this certain day. I know that this is going to, because it's where I trust me. I know, how about the entrepreneurs? I know if I do this, then it's a guarantee that I can make this. Let me give y'all an example. When I was staying in Michigan, I want to say my son had to be maybe about 14. He'll be 35 this year. That's unbelievable to me. So he had to be about 14. And I had went to my daughter's school because she was in cosmetology school. And so I used to go up there every single day and minister to the people in the class and the teachers and the professors and the principal and all the people. The Lord just led me to go up there and speak life in the lives of the people. And so one of her instructors, I will never forget, when I walked in that classroom, my daughter said, "This is my mama, y'all. This is my mom." Now, I never met this instructor because she wasn't there when I first started going. And so the Lord literally had me to ask her to come out of the classroom so I could tell her some things. So I started ministering to her and telling her some things. And the one thing that the Lord told me to tell her, do not fear. And I know I'm getting ahead and I'm giving y'all all my scriptures and it's okay. Do not fear, because God delights in having pleasure in doing good things for you. Don't worry, you will not be homeless. I never forget that. So when I told her that, she just started crying and started crying. And then after she gathered herself, we went back in the classroom and the day went on. I only stay up there about maybe an hour. I don't stay long. And so I left. And then when I left, the Lord had me to contact my daughter and tell her to tell her professor, to her instructor, to give me her number and call me when she get off of work. So when she called me when she got off of work, I offered her shelter. And so, in the midst of it, make a long story short, what the Lord had just said, we put our trust in so many different things and so many different people. And this is what she said. She said, y'all know the people who do hair, they got extensions that you can clamp on to the hair. And it's just little pieces of, what you call that? I forgot what you called it, but you could clamp it on and they real little and you got to pull maybe 3 or 4 strings of hair and you clamp it on and it take forever for to do it. So that was her specialty. Now this lady that I'm telling y'all about, remember I told y'all I know the lady who invented the sister locks? Is her. That's her. This is who I'm talking about now. She said, well, if I do this, girl hair today and do this one tomorrow because it take her all day. She say, I know. I mean, back then when my son was just 14 and she used to clamp these things on people hair, she made $700 a head. So it's way more than that by now. You understand what I'm saying? She said, I know I can make this and I can do this and I can do that. And so I asked her a question because I had started asking her to go to church with me. And she started, you know, saying, she said, you know what? I do have my trust in what I think I can do by what I see. See, because we can't see God, because he's an invisible God, or we can't touch him, it's hard for us to believe that he can do the impossible. And so this is what causes doubt to hinder from us receiving everything that he already promised us. Okay? What's the name of the sermon today? The name of the sermon today is Assessing the Assessable. And then it's a colon. Trusted Treasures. See, what is access? Access is permission, liberty, which is freedom, or ability to enter, approach, or pass to and from a place, or to approach or communicate with a person or a thing. Now, what is accessible? It's possible to get. Okay? It's situated within easy reach. It's capable of being understood or appreciated. It's capable of being used or seen. What is trust? It's assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. It's one in which confidence is placed. So don't we have confidence in our jobs? Don't we have confidence in if I do this or if I do that? We're talking about the entrepreneurs because I'm an entrepreneur, y'all. So I know that every month this certain amount is going to get deposited in my account because it's through a company. I know this. But even though I know this, is it enough for the cover all my expenses in my life? That, and it's thousands, will only pay one or two bills. So I know that I'm going to get a certain amount of money from this place because it's owed to me. Are y'all following? So my confidence has given me the access to it. So it's accessible, right? So because I know that this is a guarantee is going to be there, is my trust in that being there? I'm trusting it's going to be there because it's a guarantee. It's just like your job. If you work, you trust in your money is going to be there because you work for it. Even if you didn't, you showed up and showed your face. Okay. So my confidence is, I know I'm going to have a certain amount of money so I can do this thing, but I may not be able to do that thing. And so what am I going to do about that thing? Because this thing covered already. So are y'all following me? See, that thing may be handled, but this thing ain't. And so this thing got me in a pickle. It's got a strain on my brain because I'm trying to figure out, I already got that covered, but this is it. So I don't know what I'm going to do or how I'm going to do it. So I want to tell y'all what treasure mean? To hold or keep as precious. It's to collect or store up something of value for future use. It's to hold dear. It's an asset that brings praise or renown. It's someone or something unusually desirable. Now, we desire that all our bills be paid. That we have food, clothes, and the Lord clearly said, don't worry about that stuff. He said, because I know you got need of it. But when you can't see it and ain't got it, and he said he know that you got need of it, but you can't see it and you can't, is doubt somewhere in there? Do doubt sneak in somewhere? I mean, honestly, not only do it sneak in, it overtakes you. Don't let it be a shut-off notice. Don't let it be a dire situation that needs attention, because that taken care of, but this, we're still talking about this. This have not yet been taken care of, and I can't see how. And I'm supposed to have trust in you, right? Matthew 6. Let's go to Matthew 6. Let me share something with you guys. Matthew 6. See, because if we think and believe that our bank account is at a certain place, we ain't got to worry about nothing. If we think and believe that we making a certain amount of money an hour, okay, let's talk about the salaried folks. Then we know, even if I don't go to work, I'm still going to get paid. So it was an incident that happened to my God's son in Michigan. And the Lord had me talking to him. And we always FaceTime one another. So in the midst of it, I said two things and he started crying on the phone. And mind you, he had been almost 30. Okay. And so in the midst of it, I said to him, I said, well, you know, you got hurt on your job. You know you can get workman's comp and all this and all that. He said, yeah, but this what he said. This what he said. He said, yeah, but you know, I'm salaried, so I'm going to get paid anyway. So I said, yeah, that's true. I said, but it's a little bit more to that when you get hurt on your job. I say, because I got hurt on my job February 26th, the year 2000. Y'all ain't worked since. They got to pay me for the rest of my life. Okay? So I told him, I say, it's a little bit more to that than, you know, you could be salary, because I was the head one. I was the system operator for the big three, Ford, Chrysler, and GM. I ran the system, so yeah, I'm salaried. You see what I'm saying? But I got hurt on the job. And so as I was talking to him, the first thing that the Lord told me, now I didn't even know what I was going to preach this morning, y'all. Listen, is trust. Okay, let's go another way. We ain't going to just talk about finances, okay? Let's go another way. How many of y'all got children, or either you know it's children in your life that you associate with and they go to school and this is what you say? I ain't got to worry about such and such doing what they supposed to do. They gonna do it, but it's the other one that you not got your trust in that individual more than you got your trust in this individual. That's just like God. That's just how we do God. You hear me? We got more trust in this thing instead of having more trust in the thing, the person. Is y'all getting it? Okay. Let's go another way. So, I know what I'm capable of. I don't care how many other people is capable of doing the same thing that I can do. I know what I can do. And it's way better than what anybody else can do. Not only because I know it, it's because other folk didn't see it. I ain't got to worry about trying to compete with nobody because I know what I possess versus this or that. Is y'all following me? So I'm putting my trust in me, right? Come on, are y'all following me? Y'all following me? My daughter said this to me one time. She said, "Mama, I ain't got to worry about that nigga because he already know. If he's such and such and such and such and such." I said, "So you trust him?" She said, "Yeah, I do." She said, "Because he know." So she trusts in herself because of something that happened in the past. To put fear or confidence or are y'all getting it? So do I need to go another way? See, these are these trusted treasures that we have. I'm talking about the trusted treasures. See, we don't understand that the things that we trust in become treasures to us because of our what? Confidence in it. Is y'all following me this morning? We have that much confidence in it. Look, I have so much confidence in my job position until I ain't worried about nobody firing me or letting me go. That's your trusted treasure. It could be anything. It could be, let's go a little further. It could be the way you dress. You confident about the way you present your appearance until you trust in your confidence so much that you already know, I know how to do that. You see what I'm saying? We're talking about trust and confidence. See, but what we have mistakenly forgotten is that we can't do nothing without God. That's number one. But number two, he gave us access to everything that we could ever desire. So I ain't got to be jealous of nobody. Or I ain't got to be jealous of what they got. I ain't even got to want what they got. I ain't even, because I have access to it. St. John clearly says in the 14th chapter, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. Matthew chapter 6. I'm just going to read verses 19 through 23. Just to give y'all an idea of stuff. "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." So what is Jesus trying to tell us right here? He said, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt." Okay. What is it? See? Because he know what you need, don't he, girl? So corrupt, let me tell y'all what corrupt is. It's to change from good to bad in character, morals, manners, dignity, integrity, standards, or actions. See, we think he's just talking about money. He's not just talking about money. I just gave y'all a slew of examples. See, it's a lot of times that these trusted treasures that we have causes us to be corrupt. Because I know my capabilities and I know the qualifications that I carry inside of me. I ain't got to worry about competing or doing nothing with nobody because I got my trust in the Lord and he the one that gave me these things. But if I am not got my eyes on the prize, which is him, it's going to corrupt me. It's going to corrupt my thoughts towards that person that got the same capabilities that I have, and it's going to cause my actions, my character, my integrity to change. It's going to change my thought process concerning this. So because not only is it going to corrupt me towards them, it's going to corrupt me towards me, because I'm going to get self-conscious and say I ain't good enough. Come on. See, it's these treasures that we store up, even inside of our own hearts, that causes us to be against our own selves. Let's know somebody else, it get even worse. It get even worse because we will sabotage them as well as self-sabotage ourselves. We will lie, steal, treat by any means necessary, because it's survival of the fittest, right? It's not this, but it's this. Is y'all following me? This is what he's saying. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So that thing that you treasure the most, it could very well be something you coveted that somebody else got that you want and you have not obtained. And so now you got corrupt thoughts that's causing you to be jealous, then envious. Now you hate them. It's corrupt because it's something that I want for myself. Is that not a treasure on earth that's caused me to be corrupt? How about I'm going to do any and everything that I can to obtain it, because I'm going to show them. I like to show and tell. I like people to see me. Is that not corrupt? The Bible says and declares that we're supposed to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to. The Bible says that we don't supposed to want what nobody else got. He said not their house, not their cat, not their dog, not their... Did you hear what I say? I'm not even supposed to want... Listen to this, because this will corrupt your mind too. I'm not even supposed to want or desire. If everybody always talking to you and hugging you and, oh, I love you, such, 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 but they don't do me like that. I don't supposed to want that because they doing that to you, because this will cause me to be corrupt in my mind towards you. Everybody always doing it, but they don't do this to me. And nobody, what the Bible says, show yourself to be friendly. Is you doing that? I mean, seriously. But because it's something that I treasure in my heart. And what is that treasure? I desire for people to do me and love me and talk to me just like they do you. But because they don't, it's something I treasure in my heart, because it's something that I desire. Let me tell y'all what I'm saying. What is treasure? Treasure is to hold or keep as well. It's something that you got down in the inside. It's someone or something unusually desirable. I desire for they get the same attention that you are getting too. I desire for people to recognize me or tell me, good job, pastor. I desire, but because I'm not getting acknowledged because I do this and I do that, but I desire, don't you know that that is a treasure that's down in the inside of your heart? And because you are not getting acknowledged, you are not getting raised up, then it causes your thoughts to be corrupt and you may think you're not appreciated. Ain't nobody noticing me. I keep on doing this for this person, and I keep on doing that. I keep on showing this. So I'm trying to change. You can't see me changing that. Because that's your desire. You desire to change, and you desire for that change to be noticeable. But if a person will come and say, you know what? Good job. Does that mean they tell? telling you a good job for what though? Right. For what though? It don't matter because they see that I'm changing. It don't, because that's what you desire. And so if you don't get them accolades, if you don't get that acknowledgement, then it causes you to be corrupt in your mind, because that's what's in your heart. That's what you treasuring. You treasuring to be loved. And you don't get that love that you so desire, then don't it cause you to be corrupt in your mind? Just say, if I walk up to you and say I love you, and you don't say it back, that's going to corrupt my thoughts. Oh, you ain't going to tell me that you love me too? Are you? So what made me ask you that? If my thought wasn't corrupt because you didn't say it. Seriously. The corruption. What the Bible said, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. He didn't say under all things. He said above all things. So baby, it's going, it ain't no limits to the corruptness that's down in the inside of our hearts that we treasure. We treasure these things and don't even know that we're doing it. We treasure these things and it's unaware. I'm going to prove it. Listen. Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. And what did he say? The thief cometh but to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. The thief is not the devil. I told y'all that. The thief is us. Because Jesus said in his book, he had them write in his book, he said the only people that ever came before me was what? Thieves and robbers. Who is that? Us. Is that we always trying to raise that devil up? It's us against our own selves. I'm just saying, y'all. And there's so many people that done preached that. I done heard it, and I believed it. I'm serious. God gives us a revelation to this word that we may be able to grow. We may be able to go from faith to faith, glory to glory, so that we would not be stuck, turning, wishy-washy. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. He want us to keep on moving forward. What did he say last Sunday? Move forward. This is what he told the Israelites. Move forward. Move forward. Why would you stop? Because you can't. You got a hiccup. I can't talk because you can still talk with hiccups. You can you.
What you say? Everyone.
Move forward. If you passing gas, you can still talk too, can you? If your tummy hurt, you can still keep it moving. You can move forward. And it, baby, let me tell you something. I have plantar fasciitis real bad in my feet. And every morning, I just could not walk. I had to use the bathroom so bad. Let me tell you how you could still move forward. I crawled out that bed and flopped down, and I was on my hands and knees going to. I didn't need my feet because I couldn't stand up on them anyway. Because they hurt so bad, y'all. I used to have to sleep in boots and with it. It was just horrible for me. Did you hear what I said? Now listen to this. The Lord said, do you believe I'm healed? I say, yeah, Lord. He said, do you trust me enough to do it? I say, yeah. I said, I just don't know when, but I do want you to hurry up, and that's just my opinion. Because we got to be real about these things. My greatest desire at that time was to be able to stand up and walk and run, and I couldn't. Y'all, for real. When I got out the bed, I would be on my hands and knees crawling to the toilet bowl. Because everybody, I believe, have to use it when they first get up. I do anyway. Okay, if it ain't one, it's number two. One or the other. Something coming out, baby. Did you hear what I say? So in the midst of it, my desire at that time, I treasured in my heart at that time to simply be in. So this is why, pay attention, I do not take standing up for granted, because I remember when I couldn't. I remember when I could not walk at all from that stroke. I don't take it for granted. I remember I could not hear in my left ear for a whole year. I don't take hearing for granted. I mean, you see what I'm saying? So at that moment, it caused me to have more piety for people who can't hear, or a person who can't walk, or a person who can't do for themselves. You understand what I'm saying? Because of what I desire and treasure in my heart, now I'm not corrupted in my mind towards that person. They need to try a little harder. No, you don't know how hard they tried already. Okay. You don't. So it won't corrupt you. Are y'all following me? Because it goes all around in every area of our lives. You know what I'm saying? I remember the Lord had my legs and my feet had swelled up real bad. This was last year, the beginning of last year. In the midst of it, I was like, oh my goodness, this ain't never happened to me before, Lord. I say it hurt so bad and it just was so uncomfortable. So long. And the Lord said this to me. He said, now you will understand better how Keita feel because of the fluid that she carry in her legs and in her feet. Did y'all hear what I say? And so I came to church and I told Keita, I say, baby, I'm never ever gonna I'm gonna keep praying for your feet and your legs. Because at that moment, my desire, the treasure in my heart was that I didn't have that fluid. So I won't have that discomfort. And so that you see what I'm saying? Because there has been times that I made statements to her. I said, well, you got to do what God tell you to do in order for that not to happen to you and such and such, such. And then she said to me, she said, I tried that. I said, yeah, but you got to be consistent. I said, so you ain't hurting that bad. Was that any piety? Was that any compassion? That was just saying you being hard-headed and you ain't doing what you're supposed to do. So the Lord said, let me show you something. Baby, I woke up. When I threw them legs and feet out the bed and I stood up, I was like, whoa, what the world? And I looked down, I was like, what the world is this? And then he said, what did you tell her? He said, it's a scripture in the Bible that says, when you go into somebody and you're telling them something or showing them something, that you're supposed to do it in, say, meekness. Unless you go through the same thing. And so I wasn't too proud or too shamed, embarrassed, or nothing. I said, girl, I'm never, ever gonna say nothing. And I'm praying for your feet and your legs because I understand. See, at that moment, I treasured in my heart the desire for it all to go away, that I may be in a place of comfort. That I may be in a place of... Because I have literally seen this girl in tears because of the pain that she suffered from the fluid. And still today. So, we're talking about assessing the accessible trusted treasures. We first talking about the trusted treasures, and then we're going to talk about the accessibility that we got access to. Because it's a lot of times, I told you, I write down on a sheet of paper, red pen, your name, and write and say, Lord, help me not to doubt. Help me not to doubt. Listen to this. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Listen to these last two scriptures. The light of the body is the eye. is what you see. You can see something, and your sin can cause you to hear something, and ain't nobody said a word. Did y'all hear me? Listen to this. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. What do he mean by being single? It means keeping your eyes on the prize. It means being single with God. In other words, trusting him. It means putting your confidence inside of him. Because if I got my confidence inside of God, I'm single with him. And I'm going to trust that he's going to be able to give me some bread to go with this water. I'm going to trust that he's going to be able to open up that door that I'm walking to and I ain't got no key. I'm going to put my trust in him, and then therefore I'm going to have light inside of my body. That means I'm going to have light in my mind. I'm not going to go to that place of darkness when I can't see that thing, because I only see God right now. And if I see God, then I'm not going to be blinded by what I see naturally. What I see naturally is really not what it pertains to be, because I got my confidence and my trust inside of him, regardless of what anybody say, regardless of what anybody do, regardless of what I visibly see. I can be in that thing and knowing that I cannot change it, but because I keep my mind stayed on him, I'm going to have light in my body, and that peace is going to surpass all understanding. I ain't going to even be able to understand it myself. Anxiety ain't going to overtake me. Shame ain't going to rule me. I'm not going to be corrupt in my thoughts and in my mind, because I got my eyes on the Lord. He already said, trust in him with all my heart. So my heart is going to desire simply just him. Let me finish these scriptures. The light of the body is the eye. And therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? And then this is why you're going to say, it's hard for me to get past, or I can't overcome. Because you ain't got your eyes on the right person or the right thing. He said you ain't got to worry about where you're going to sleep, what you're going to eat. You ain't got to worry about what that person say or what that person doing. You ain't got to worry about is this or is that. All you got to do is keep your eye on the Lord, because he done already done gave you the assurance in him. He gave you the accessibility to access any and everything you want. Let me prove it to you. Let's go to Luke chapter 12. This is what he said. I only want to read a couple of scriptures in this. Chapter 12, verse 32 through 34. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approaches, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure. So what is he saying? Let's go all the way back to 22. Listen to this. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought that for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which eat neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feed them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If you then be not able to do that thing, y'all see where I got it from, right? That thing and this thing and that's where I got that from. Which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the earth. How many times you have seen grass green and pretty, and then the next day it look all brown and withered? Okay. How much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of what? A doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. We want to see everything. What do the Bible say? The Bible say we ain't satisfied with what we see. We always want the more. We always want the better. We always try to outdo. We want to show and tell. We want to listen to this. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God. And all these things shall be added unto you. So if you got your eyes on God, you ain't got to worry about getting a house or a car. You ain't got to worry about this or that. You ain't got to worry about it or end. All you got to do is keep your eyes on the Lord. Because he already know that you need of these things. If you got your eyes on him, then that means that you got confidence in him. You are not going to have confidence in absolutely nothing that you do not trust in. You got to trust him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Because if you lean to your own understanding, it's going to corrupt you and cause you to doubt God. It's going to corrupt you and cause you to think it's too good to be true. It's going to corrupt you and make you think and believe that it ain't possible. Don't you know that God is good and everything that he says is true? He said that there is nothing that is impossible with him. He said, I am that I am. Let me be I am for you. I will move that mountain. Actually, I ain't gonna move it, but I'm gonna equip you with the tools you need that you can climb it so that you can know what's inside of you. If I don't show you what's inside of you, then you will never know who you are in me. You will never know. We got our eyes on the wrong stuff. We treasuring the wrong things. We want this to work and that to work. We want that to change and this to change. And we even trying to change our own selves. And what did he just have me to say to us? Because we think and we believe that. He said, lean not to your own understanding. Trust me to change you. You can't change you. I done already done told you that your righteousness is as filthy rags. They are good for nothing. So what that mean? You can't get it right, but you can't make the right choices. And when you make the right choices, that's when you have chosen or choose to change, which brings about change. That's it and that's all. We do not have to walk around here and corrupt it in our mind for absolutely nothing or even towards nobody. We do not have to corrupt our own thoughts about our own selves, our own situations, our own circumstances, our own challenges, or even our own financial difficulties. But we have to trust in the Lord with all our heart. Think about it. He said, if your eye is single, then your body is full of light. That means darkness cannot come in. That means your mind and your thoughts ain't going to be corrupted by your experiences or your challenges. Why? Because I got my mind stayed on the Lord. He done already told me it was going to happen. He said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So I ain't even going to strain my brain about what this person's saying or doing against me or even trying to recruit people to even join the heresy. I'm not gonna allow myself. He did, because why? His light is in me. I just read it. If his light is in you, then you are full of assurance. You got that confidence and you trust in him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. Lord, I'm going to acknowledge you in my way right now. My ways are of doubt right now. Lord, please forgive me for being so doubtful. Help me in my unbelief on today, Father God. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you with any and everything in me because you done already told me that you was going to take care of me. I'm going to trust that you're going to make me that millionaire, that billionaire, Lord. I'm just trusting that it ain't right now because I don't see it right now, but I'm trusting that you prepare me in order to receive it. Lord, you have given me access when you sent your son Jesus. You sent him and you said that you sent him that we may have life and have it more in abundance. Abundance is any and everything that I can, that I just read it. He said the Lord delight. Let me read it again. Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And what did he say? He told his disciples, and his disciples told him, he gave us the keys to the kingdom. The keys to the kingdom is doing and applying everything that's in that book. We ain't got to want for nothing, y'all. Don't you know that? All you got to do is believe God. And believing, you got to trust that he can do it. He said, believe me, sit back and then watch me. Trust me. Trust me with any and everything in you. I don't care how I look. I don't care what. When that darkness try to creep in and try to take you to that place of depression or make you think and believe that it ain't going to change, instantly say, what God has for me is for me. No weapon formed against my mind going to prosper. God says that I'm mighty through him to the pulling down of the strongholds, casting down every imagination that is on. I'm not going to let that word, that conversation, that phrase, I'm not going to let that person, I'm not going to let that challenge or that situation cause me to go into a place of darkness, because his light dwells in me. And he told me I am mighty through him, and I can pull down that thought. I can cast down every imagination. He said, and I can make every thought come into the subjection of the word of God. He never told me it was going to be easy. But what he did tell me was keep moving forward. I'm not going to stop, baby. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to move forward even though this may be a challenging season in my life. This is a season that I don't want to be in. And Lord, you didn't have me in this season for so long. But you know what? I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to press towards the mark of the prize. You got a prize for me. He say it's in his good pleasure to give us the kingdom, baby. Not just the stuff, but everything. There is absolutely nothing that he will withhold from you if your ways please him. So in order for me to get this, I got to make sure I keep my character in check. I got to make sure I got my prayer life in the right position. I got to make sure I'm in the right posture in order for the Lord to be able to lift me up when I'm in my lowest state. I got to remember that even when I feel like I can't do no more, he told me that when I'm at my weakest, he my strength. This is how you keep your mind on him. This is how you hold on to that promise. You got to hold on. You got to wait on the Lord. He said, because if you wait on me, why you trying to rush and be microwavable and want everything right now, right quick? He said, just wait. And I'm going to give you some wings, baby. You're going to soar. I'm going to give you some strength where you can keep moving forward and you won't faint. You ain't going to get weary and you sure ain't going to be tired. Because when you think that you are not, he said, let me carry you through. What did he tell Peter? Peter said, Lord, is that you? He said, yeah, that's me. He said, if that's you, then let me come to you. He said, come on. And Peter stepped out on the ocean. And when he stepped out on the ocean, the Bible says he was walking on water and he kept looking at the Lord. But soon as he looked down at his circumstance, because this was a storm, it was a storm raging at the time he stepped out on that water. So when you in your weakest, or when all chaos and hell done broke through in your life, you keep your eyes on the Lord, baby. And let me tell you, you're going to walk on water. You gonna walk in the midst of that storm, you ain't gonna sink. You ain't gonna stop. You ain't gonna turn. You ain't gonna duck, and you sure ain't gonna hide. Did you hear what I say? You can run, but you can't hide. He never said that the road was gonna be easy, but he did write and say, I make the crooked way straight. So you know it's gonna be bumpy. You know it's going to be troubles. But even in that, he said, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe me and my Father, we got this. And can't nobody touch this. Is y'all getting it today? We're talking about assessing the assessable. We can act. God has already given us access through his son Jesus. So you can have any and everything that you want. Don't doubt. I don't give a rat's tail what nobody say. I don't care what no doctor say. I don't care what no man, no woman, no boy say. I don't care what they say on your job. Baby, they can't move you if God planted you. You ain't got to worry about losing your job. Losing your position with a person or individual. You ain't got to worry about this or worry about that. Because the Bible says if you come to him and ask him some things, all you got to do is believe that he is. And then he's going to reward you. What is that reward? What you ask for. Everything that you ask for. Oh, Lord, I've been praying. The prophetess called me a few weeks ago. And she was like, I've been, prophetess, please pray with me. Pray for me. I want you to touch and agree because I've been praying for the Lord to do this and the Lord to change it. And I still ain't seen nothing and such and such and such and such and such. And so she got to talk. I said, don't tell me nothing that you didn't ask the Lord for. I said, I'm just going to tell you what God just said. And then I told her what the Lord said. And she said, how did I allow myself to get there? I said, you want me to tell you how? She said, no, I don't want you to tell me. I said, I'm going to tell you anyway. How did you get there? Because of what you see or what you don't see, it corrupts you in your thoughts. And that hinders what you believe. So write your names down. And put on a sheet of paper. Lord, remove any doubt. Write your name down. And put on a sheet of paper. Lord, help me in my unbelief. Write your name down. And put on that piece of paper. Lord, I trust you. I trust you. I trust you, Lord.
I just want to write you a letter. I have to be very honest with you right now.
And just be true to the Lord.
I don't really know how.
Any and everything that was said, done, spoken, a word, a phrase, a paragraph, or even an action, a challenge, or a situation or experience that has caused you to stop doing what the Lord told you to do, you make sure you ask him to forgive you and you start moving forward. It's time to begin. It's time to stop that stop and go. It's time for us. This is 2025, y'all. We made a vow on the 31st and wrote it down and said that we wasn't going to practice the addictions that we was addicted to in the year 2025. We leaving it right here at the altar. He also said that it may be challenging for you and that you got to come to him and ask him to help you because you cannot do it on your own. That does not mean you ain't going to slip and fall. What it means is that you don't stay down and you keep moving forward. Did you hear what I say today? Assessing the assessable. Assessing the assessable. Help us, Father, in our unbelief. These trusted treasures. Let your treasures be only trusted in the Lord. He said, don't worry about this and don't worry about that. He is your provider. Help us to believe, God, as we write all these things down. I want y'all to put this stuff on the altar. And when you put it on the altar, when you're done writing it down, stay on the altar and start praying for yourself. Because we can't do it on our own. Give us another chance. That's that moving forward. That's that moving forward. Be true. Let your will line up with our will, God. Let our will line up with your will, God, that your perfect will be performed in our lives, Lord, and we won't keep backtracking. That's what he said a couple Sundays. We keep backtracking. Lord, touch us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we write these things down. Touch us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as these things are opened up unto you in our hearts. Lord, you already know what's down in the inside of our hearts. He called it okosi. But right now, God, as we write these things down, we empty it all out to you, God, because if we do not empty it all out to you, Father God, it's going to cause us to have clutter. It's going to cause us, Father God, to keep these skeletons in our closet. It's going to cause us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to continue to build up these towers, Father, brick by brick and mortar by mortar. And we want to tear down all these things, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that's hindering us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from accessing the accessible. So, Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, as us, your people, write these things down, Lord, that you will help us in our unbelief. Remove any doubt on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we're going to put our trust in you in any and every area of our lives. We're going to put our trust in you, Father God, that you're going to reconcile that friendship. We're going to put our trust in you that you're going to reconcile that mother and that father, that sister and that brother, that children, that husband and that wife, that auntie and that uncle, that granddaughter and that grandson. We're going to put our trust in you, Father God, in our finances, in our bodies, Lord. We're going to put our trust in you in healing us in our minds, God. We're going to put our trust in you in healing us in our bodies, God. We're going to put our trust in you, Father God, in healing us in our vision, Lord, that we will not be deceived by what we see, that will hinder us from what we believe, from seeing our future. Because you said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your thoughts towards us are good and not an evil, and that you got a plan for us. So we're going to trust your plan, Father God, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the one who wrote our story. So if we need to close this chapter, Father God, that causing us to be addicts, Lord, help us to close it. It's hard for us to close it. Help us to close it. It's a struggle for us to close it. Help us to close it, God, before we go to the end game. You are the one with the end game. You are the one, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that gave us the access that we may be able to be free. Let us be free in you. Let us be free through you. Let us be free in our minds. Let us be free in our hearts. Let us be free on today, God. Oh, my mind, let it all go shoot. We emptying out all this stuff, Father. We decluttering ourselves today. Oh, my mind in a local shit. Help us, God. Help us, Father God, to be elevated in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we cast our cares at your feet. Because we know that you care for us. You say, come on, ye that labor and are heavy laden, you'll give us rest, Lord. We want to rest in you in the assurance, the confidence, and the dependability in you, God. Because we know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you can do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or even imagine. It has not even entered into our minds, God. It has not even entered into our thoughts, but you got prepared for them that love you, God. And we want to tell you that we love you, God. We seeking for freedom on today, God. We want to be single with you, God. We want to be single with you, God. We want to be single with you, God. That our vision will not be clouded. Remove the scales off our eyes that we can clearly see. Uncork our ears that we can clearly hear. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to walk through this storm and not sink. Oh, God, because we got our eyes on you. Any and everything that's trying to come up against us, God, I'm asking you to tear it down on today, Lord, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Even within our own mind, remove the corrupt thoughts in our mind, God, even towards our own self. Sever that sabotage spirit. Sever that spirit of revenge. Remove any jealousy, enviousness, backbite, tailbearing, covetousness, lasciviousness, maliciousness, debate, hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking, any hateful thinking, pointing our finger, wagging our head. Remove these things, Father God, that easily besets us and prevent us, Father God, from receiving what you have for us. Open up our hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to accept the unacceptable. Help us to forgive the unforgivable. Oh God, remove some things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's causing us to be contained in our own will and in our own way. Remove that self-righteous spirit, that spirit of accusation, pointing the finger and wagging the head. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, take accountability. Help us to acknowledge these things that's going on in Idioko Shanaha. Do it, God. Oh, God, I'm standing in a gap for us today. I'm standing in the gap and touching in the ground with any and every individual in here, Father God, that's writing down any and every problem, every sorrow, any and everything that's causing them to be in a place of despair, to depression. I'm asking you to lift it up on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not be in a place of incantation, even within our own selves. Seven, that spirit of bewitchment on today, Father God, and any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's causing us to go in that low, dark place. Lift us up on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not just see the light, but your marvelous light. Let us walk in the light, the beautiful light of your glory. Rain down on your people today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would be saturated in your peace. We would be saturated in your love. Oh God, help your people to remember, Father God, that you said that even though they walk through the valley of shadow of death, they will not fear. Remove that spirit of fear on today, Father God, and give us your people that courage that we need. Give us that courage that we need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to lift up a standard for you. Give us that courage that we need, Father God, that we would not be ashamed, embarrassed, or even fearful, Father God, to speak that thing, Father God, when we know we're wrong. Let us take accountability. Give us the courage that we need, Father God, to stop lying, to thinking a lie, or even believing a lie. Help us on today, Father God. Put your honesty and your truth down in the inside of us, Lord. Oh God, I'm standing in the gap for us on today, God, that you would give us a heart of absolutions and even forgiveness on today. Because you said, God, if our ways please you, you will not withhold no good thing from us. So when that person come up against us, let us not think revenge. Let us not corrupt our thought because of these things that were said and done. Help us on today, Father God, to shake up the old, that we walk into the new. Complete the work that you begun in us, Father God, that we will not walk backwards. Oh God, sustain us, Lord. We need you on today. We need you on today, God. We need you, Lord. And we crying out to you. We seeking your face, God. We seeking your kingdom, Lord. We pulling everything down now that we have ever exalted higher than you. If it's a job, we're pulling it down. If it's a bank account, we're pulling it down. If it's a lust, we're pulling it down. If it's covetousness, we're pulling it down. If it's bitterness, resentment, any and everything, God, we're pulling it down on today, Father God, because nothing will have that much power over us but you and your spirit. Touch each and every last one of us individually, Lord. You know us name by name, and you number the very hairs on our head. You know what we desire and even what's best for us. But whatever it is, God, I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would dispatch your angels on our behalf. I'm asking you right now, Father God, that you would go and allow them to perform that word that you already spoke, because you said it will not return unto you void. Give us a heart of acceptance on today, that we may accept it and come and agree with it, that we may simply receive it. Oh God. Oh God, oh my mind, let it all go shining like I see. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it, Lord, because I know that you can and I know that you will. I know that you delight in doing so, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we crying out to you, Lord. We crying out to you with any and everything down in the inside of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because there's a lot of stuff that we're still trying to carry and hold on to. And Lord, we don't want it no more, and it's too heavy. So we're giving it all to you right now, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will open up our hearts, that we may be able to receive these things from you, God. And that we would not have a brick boulder inside of our hearts, God. I'm asking you to chisel, God. Circumcise our hearts on today, God. That your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan will be done within our lives, God. I'm asking you to allow your will to be still in our lives, God. That your perfect will be done, God. Let our will line up with your will, Father God. That we may be saturated in your glory. Oh God, do it for us. Do it for us, Lord. Because we need you like we never needed you before. Oh, my mind, little local shine, little like I see. Oh, Baba, shade, little local sun, little like I see. We're giving you every worry, every problem, and every concern. Oh, my mind, little local shine, little like I see. Oh, Baba, shade, little local sun, little like I see. Yeah, God. We just got to hold on. Remember that the Lord said that We have to keep our eyes on him. We have to trust him with us. We have to trust him with that situation, with that problem, and with that concern. Oh, mama, nere loko shan nere la kasi. Oh, baba, ba, she de loko san nere la kasi.
But he's the God of my soul. And I want you to know, whatever you're going through, that the sun is going to shine on your behalf. Come on, a direction. The first verse says this. So many nights I've cried. God, anybody know what I'm talking about? You know I cried for better days. Yes, I did. I've prayed for. Am I talking to some real folk over here? But through it all, come on.
The Lord said, don't be afraid of me.
I know. Come on.
God is not about him.
What do you know, Vincent? What we know is the sun is going to shine. But see, I got to do something. I got to just hold out. Come on, y'all. You got to tell your spirit that the sun is going to shine. Come on. If I hold out, that's the song. There's another significant verse that says, sometimes I feel
yeah.
it to you, he is going to do that thing. He may not do it when you want him to, but he going to do it right on time. Some of us ain't ready for him to do it because he got to prepare our hearts. Some of us ain't ready for him to do it because our minds still ain't postured right. Some of us ain't ready. Oh, God. Oh, God, any and everything that's down in the inside is causing us to self-sabotage, Father God, or even hinder God. Work it out. Let him work it out of you because you can't do it on your own. Oh, God, he called it. Oh, God, I thank you for any and everything that you're doing for your people on today, Father God. We thank you in advance for what you are about to do for this, your daughter. Woo! Oh, God, we thank you, 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 Jesus. Oh, mama, little loco, shine, little loco.
All the things I can't see. Lord, I'm trusting and believing. Lord, I need you to work it out. Work it out for me. Work it out.
Oh, God, you know, Father God, touch us, your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch us now, God, in the name of Jesus. Every situation and every challenge, Lord, is causing us to be stagnated. Every thought that has corrupted our minds, Lord. Oh, my mind, it'll look so shiny like I see you. I'm asking you to help us, your people, God. He called my mind in the local sea.
Please, Jesus, work it out for me. Please, work
it out. Oh, God, do it, God. Do it, Lord, because only you can. Oh, God, touch each and every individual on this altar, God. You know what they need. You know what they desire, Father. You know any and everything that's down in the inside of their hearts, Father God, that they never even spoke of. They never even said anything about, Father God. You know every challenge, Father God, that caused it to be a strain on their brain or even heavy on their heart. I'm asking you to remove the strain off the brain and lift it up so heavy up off their heart, Father God. We casting it down at your feet right now, God. We giving it all to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are able and you are capable of doing the impossible, because there is nothing that is impossible with you. You are the great I am. We have put any and everything in your hand on today, God. Any and every individual, Father God, that we are concerned about, we putting them in your hands. Any and every situation, God, that's causing us to be on the ocean like I see, we putting it in your hands, and we know you're going to work it out. Work it out, God. Work it out, God. Move that thing on today, God, because we trust you. We putting all our trust in you. We trusting you to open up the prison doors. We trust in you, God, to open up the prison doors of the heart, because the Lord showed me that we got our own hearts in prison. Open up the prison doors of the heart, God. We releasing ourselves unto you right now, God. We casting our cares at your feet. We giving you every worry and every concern. We giving you every doubt. We giving you all the stuff, Father God, that has caused us to be blinded. We giving it all to you right now, God. That situation, that husband, that wife, that child, that grandchild, any and everything, God, we are giving it to you right now. We asking you to help us not to lean to our own understanding, because we trust you, Lord. Work it out. We trust you, Lord. Any and every prayer that's on the altar, God. All the doubt.
I like that little song.
Give them all that doubt. Shake it all off. Release it. Give it to him. Give it all to him, because he's working it out. He's working it out. All you got to do is believe and trust. Believe in me, trust him, and then watch him. That's it. You got to watch him. What did he say? Keep your eyes on me. Be single with me. Keep your eyes on me. That way we won't be blinded by what we see or what we hear. Oh God, oh God, oh God. We thank you right now, God. We thank you for seeing about us, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for working in the dark. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for figuring it out for us. We thank you, Lord. He cutting it a loco, shutting it like I see ya. Oh, we thank you on today, Father God, for moving some things. It's some things being moved out the way for some people. I just saw some things being moved out the way. He moving some things. He moving some things. We are yoko shanere la casilla. Move it right now, God. Move it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that any and everything that you have already predestined and ordained for the Tediyoko Sanaha, move it out the way, God. Oh, mama, nidiloko, shan nidilakasiya. Oh, mama, nidiloko. I just see some things being shuffled up. He's shuffling up some things. Oh, mama, nidiloko, shan nidilakasiya. I bind up the spirit of fear. Fear thinking Ioko Shandida like I see. I bind up that spirit of doubt right now. I loose that spirit of courage. I loose that spirit of belief. He called my mind Nidaloko Shandida like I see. Oh God, we're not gonna Ioko Shandida like I see. Oh God, but we're gonna move forward. We're gonna press forward. We call it an idiot loco shanida la casilla. Oh God, do it, do it, do it. He working it out. He working it out. He working it out. The only thing that's stopping you from receiving what God has already promised is that corrupt thought in your mind that make you want to doubt. Release it right now. You're going to see God move some things. You're going to see some things changing. You're going to see some things being shuffled up in your favor. You're going to see it. You're going to see it. And your eyes may be shut, but you still going to see it. And when you open your eyes, you ain't going to be able to believe it. Ha! God is going to do it. Touch the minds of your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch our minds on today, Father God, that they may be postured and positioned in you in the knowing, God. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly. We know, God. We activating our faith right now. That now faith. We activating it right now, God. Oh, mama, nidiloko, shan nidilakasiya. We activating it right now. Let him work it out. You can't do it. Let go. Sit back and watch him work. Let go and let him work. On the count of three, y'all. I want y'all to release. I want y'all to scream as loud as you can. I want you to release and I want you to let it go. Because we holding this stuff. On the count of three. One, two, three. Scream. Let it go. Let go and let him work. Let go and let him work. Hey! Oh, mama, nidiloko, shan nidilakasiya. Oh, God. Hey! Yabaha, shan nidiloko, siya. Oh, mama, nidiloko, shan nidilakasiya. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you.
Oh God, do it, Lord, do it, Lord. Oh, my mind, Lord, I said, turning it around.
Sometimes it's discouraged, but not defeated.
God, I believe God that everything that I prayed, everything that He showed me is happening right now. I believe God. I believe God that is turning around for each and every individual. I see the breaking of it. God is, y'all. God is, y'all. Trust Him. It ain't no reason to doubt. He's already worked it out. It's turning. He's already working it out.
This is the good news.
He already did it. Your change is coming, says God. Your change is coming, says the Lord.
And sooner or later,
whether sooner or whether it's later, I know it's coming. And I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for turning it around for each and every individual, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for settling it and fixing it. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for changing it and rearranging it. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for smoothing the jagged edge and opening it up. I see some things opening. It's opening. It's opening. Oh, my man. It's turning around. It's turning around. It's turning around. Thank you, Jesus. I want y'all to grab the hands of everybody on the altar. Because we touching and agreeing. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Everybody grab hands. We touching and agreeing. We touching and agreeing. Grab me. We touching and agreeing right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that any and everything that you said and spoke. We standing in the gap for one another right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you said if one can put 1,000 to fight, 10 can, 2 can put 10,000, Lord. And it's a whole bunch of us on this altar on today. So right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, any and every hindrance, any and everything that's causing us to be blinded or doubtful, Lord, I'm asking you to let it take flight. fight and leave us on today. I'm asking you right now, Father God, to replace it with courage, to replace it with assurance and trusting in you. I'm asking you to do it, God, any and everything that we put on that altar, God. I'm asking you to see about your people, remove any hidden motives and any hidden intentions. Let us, your people, continue to move forward, Lord. Even now, God, we touching and agreeing concerning marriages. We touching and agreeing concerning friendships. We touching and agreeing concerning the plan and the future that you got for our lives. We touching and agreeing concerning our financial situation. We touching and agreeing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, about our mentality state. We touching and agreeing about everything right now, God. I'm asking you to cover and comfort your people, Lord. Even now, God. We touching and agreeing for healing in the hearts. We touching and agreeing for healing in the minds and the womb. We touching and agreeing for healing in the families, God. Healing in our finances. Healing in an entire nation, Lord. We touching and agreeing. Right now, turn it around, God. Turn it around, God. Turn it around, Lord. Turn it around, God. Because we know that you are any and everything that we need you to be. We ask you, Father God, to answer these prayers and all others in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You probably can't see it right now, but it's coming. You may not be able to understand it. Ha! Hey, God! It's all going to work out for your good. It's all going to work out for your good. It's all gonna work out for your good. It's all gonna work out for your good. Jesus. It's all gonna work out for your good. All the stuff, all the problems, all the situations, all the concern. Because God is. God is in everything that you need him to be. Jesus. God is. God is, y'all. God is. I hope y'all listen to these words. He told me to play this song for y'all. God is. Remove any doubt. Because he can do it. He's able and capable. God is. He's the author and the finisher. He that light. He that light. What did he say today? Be single with him. Keep your eyes on me. So he could show you who he is. God is. He is my all in all. God is. It ain't nothing that is too hard for him. don't care how long you've been in that situation or that problem. I don't care how long it's been hovering over you and causing a strain. God is. Your change is coming, says the Lord. He said, don't be troubled in your heart. Don't worry. Give it to me. Cast all your cares at me. Hey! God is. He is any and everything that you need him to be. You ain't got to doubt me. I've already showed you some things. Don't doubt me. You know too much about me. I moved some things for you. I changed some things for you. I opened some things for you. I gave you clarity when you was confused. I gave you stability when you thought you was going to fall over. God is. He is the joy, the strength. Jesus. God is. Misery and strife. He promised to keep you. Never to leave you. He never falls short of his word. God is a promise keeper. I don't care how much it seems like it ain't gonna happen. God is a promise keeper. He preparing you to receive it. Jesus! You come too far. Don't look back. God is. God is. God is. I went to the mall yesterday and I saw one of the church members. As I was walking out the mall, she was walking in, her and her babies. And I looked and double looked and we both ran to each other. She started hugging me. And she said, I miss y'all so much. I've been going to school and working and telling me everything. And then I say, oh, he did it? She said, I put it on the altar. She said, and not only did I get that job, I got a position in nursing school. And I put that thing on the altar. She said, and it was not even 2 weeks later that he did just what I put on the altar. I say, you remember when you put it on the altar, the Lord had me to walk up to you. You were sitting in your seat. I say, the Lord said, because you trust me, I'm going to do it. Just trusting. Trusting and then sit back and watch him. Did y'all hear me? If God said it, he said, I cannot allow my word to come back unto me void. It's going to set out and do that thing. Did you hear that? He didn't say do it. He said it's going to perform. To perform means it's going to produce, right? It's going to take place. If he said it, it is just that. Yes and amen. He's not a God that'll go back on his word. He ain't like us. We Indian givers, baby. We give and we want to take back. Did you hear me? That ain't the kind of God that we serve. We serve the kind of God that is. Did you hear what I say? You know, you needed to hear that. You needed to hear that. He ain't forgot his promises. What make us think he got amnesia? He ain't like us. He don't go through Alzheimer's or dementia phases. Did you hear me? Put your hand on your own shoulder and say something good. Something God. Did you hear me? Today is a day, ain't it? If he said it, it is so. All you got to do is be in expectation, baby. Don't seem like it. I can't understand it. I don't see no change. It ain't for you to see no change. He said, the only thing I want you to see is me. See me. And by the time you look over there, you're going to see something that you thought you couldn't see. You see me. That's what he wants us to do. I gave y'all the scriptures. Assessing the assessable. What kind of treasures? Trusted treasures. Trusting and then watching. You're going to be like, ain't that just like God? He keeps on making a way. You're going to be, he keep on doing. Look, that song that Kiki's Kier shared. We call her Kiki, but her name is Kier. She sang, it keeps on happening for me. Something good, something God. She said, I was riding up the street. And I saw, I said, Lord, I want a house just like that. These are treasure desires. And she kept her face on God. Let me tell you. She kept her eyes on God. And not only do she got that house, but she got a husband. She got a brand new baby. And she just contacted all of us, the folk and the people. And she just created a game for us to have game night. You know how you have family game night? That's predicated on biblical principles. And it's fun. Something good, something God. We are all entrepreneurs. I just read in the scripture that he is in his good pleasure to give us everything that we want. Did y'all hear me? I hope it was something said on today that would encourage you guys to keep moving forward. Do what you're supposed to do. Do what is required of you. Stay in the face of God. Trusting and then watching. Don't lean to your own understanding about what you see, what you don't see, what you expect to see, what you should see. That's too much looking. put them sleep things over your eyes. What you call them? Blinders. But blind yourself. And keep your eyes on the Lord. And what Peter did, but as soon as he looked the other way, he started sinking in. No, don't corrupt your thoughts with your thinking. Did y'all get that? Something good. Something God. Come on, y'all. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. I thank God for his word on today. I thank him for opening up our understanding that we may be able to see the goodness of him. Because we won't be able to see it if we keep on believing what we see. Let me say that again. Alrighty, Lord. I thank God for allowing us to see his goodness. But we won't be able to see it if we keep looking at something else. Did y'all get it? He working on stuff. I'm convinced that God is working on stuff. I know he is, baby. I got so excited on today because he done already done told the folk and the people I'm going to do that thing. Y'all know we only use 10% of our brain, right? Anything more than 10% of your brain, you consider a genius. God has privileged and gave somebody access to way more than that today. You're going to see the goodness of the Lord in this life. In this life. So you ain't got to worry. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. While you live, you ain't got to wait until you die to live in a mansion. You can have a mansion within your heart, baby, and living in a shack, and can't nobody tell you you ain't living in a mansion. Did you hear what I say? Keep your eyes on the Lord. He'll give you everything you want. He'll give you everything that you want. Let him build you from the ground up. He capable. It may not come when you want it, but he always on time. It may not be your timing. It ain't on time because it didn't come. No, it came when I needed it to come, because if I had gave it to you then, you wouldn't know what to do with it. You would have been selfish. You would have been a frivolous spender. You would have been prideful. You know, I got to give it to you at the right time, at the right season, in the right season. I love the Lord, y'all. Come on, one more time. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus. God is so gracious towards us. And he loves us so much. Even when we didn't love ourselves. I think we all have been in that place. Feeling some type of way. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. Thank you, Jesus. If you need some envelopes, please raise your hands. We'll get you some envelopes if you ain't already done got them. Get some envelopes for me, baby, please. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to see God move. You're going to see God move. I'm talking to you, pretty little lady. You're going to see God move. I just saw that thing. When you standing up on the altar and he just had me to start. He had me to start just sweeping around your feet. He said he finna move some things for you. You see? He going to move some things for you. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to live to see it. Just keep on, keep on, keep on living. You're going to live to see it. We ain't going to be like the Israelites. We're going to keep moving forward. We're not going to doubt. And we sure ain't going to be afraid. We just going to trust him and then watch him. I double dare you. No, I triple dare you. I quadruple dare you. I infinity dare you. How about that one? Trust him and then watch him. Because he's moving some things. Sometimes it ain't easy for a person to do what they want to do right quick, because they put so much into it. And they want to spare fulfilling. You know how people is. They want to be careful how they address that matter. And in the midst of them addressing that matter, they want to make sure that there's not too much damage that's being done. So I need you to understand today, it's not that they don't want to, but it's a sensitive matter that's going on. You just don't know it. And see, they got to try to keep you not involved in it, so you won't think one way when in actuality he trying to work it out another way. I guess you needed some answers. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. You done prayed for it. Now you waiting on it. You just keep waiting on God. Trust him. Trust him. What did he say today? I don't want you to be sick. Keep your eyes on me. Stop looking at the situation, y'all. Stop paying attention to what you see or what you don't see or what you thinking of. Don't lean to your own understanding. Well, they ain't that. That's corrupt thinking. He said it today. Y'all wasn't here for the whole sermon. Please go back and read and listen to it. We're not going to sabotage our own selves by our own thoughts. He said, wait on me. So just wait. Trust him. And then watch him. People with big eyes, what we call them, bubble eyes. Buck eyes. Oh, I say bubble eyes. It's buck eyes. You going to be buck eyes when he get through with you, baby. You going to be like, Lord. I know I got big eyes, though. It's going to be just like that. Did I say that was for you? All that I just said, that the Lord had me to say, that was for you. You get that? Because I want you to chew on that a little bit. I don't want you to selectively pick this out and pick that out and then chew. I want you to chew the whole room. So you can digest it and you won't get clogged up or constipated. Because that's the worst feeling ever, ain't it? The constipation comes from the doubt and the unbelief. Because you can't see. We're not doing it. We want a free flow. Let's get a free flow. Just take your hand and rub it. Start right here, y'all. Take your hand and rub it on down and say, I got a free flow going on. We got a free flow going on, baby. You hear what I say? Give me diarrhea, Lord. Let it free flow, baby. Let it run freely. He says that it's in his good pleasure to give us all the taste of it. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait. I'm so excited for you right now. I can't wait to see it. Just go a soprano. Don't even know soprano. Baritone. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait. Because it's coming. I'm telling you, baby, white nights. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait. I'm telling y'all, I don't make this stuff up. I don't try to make folk feel good. God can only do that. But I can tell you the goodness of the Lord. I can do that. If I can't do nothing else, baby, I can pray and preach. I can't wait. You going to be bubble-eyed, buck-eyed, toot-toot. You can toot your horn now and say toot. You can toot your horn now, baby. Because the train coming. It's coming. It's coming. Let me play this game. I'm going to start that off. I can't wait to see you. And you will see the goodness. You will see the good. I'm excited. It's not by chance y'all sit right next to me. That's why I'm so excited for the people and the food. I can't wait to see you. It's coming, baby. Did you hear what I say? You ain't got to doubt. You ain't got to wait. You ain't got to, just be in expectation. I want everybody in here to say, I'm in the, and loud too. I'm in expectation. I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait.
Because it's coming. I'm so happy and giddy right now because I know that he is not a God that shall lie. Did y'all hear me? He has proven himself to all of us in some form or some fashion. For real. Listen, let me take my glasses off. I see the goodness right now. For each and every individual in here. Why? Because you simply believe God. In that belief, it's in his good pleasure to give you that kingdom. He didn't say the stuff. The stuff. The desires. He said, delight in me and I give you the desires of your heart. We're not going to be like Peter and start and then stop and start sinking, though. We're going to keep it moving. What did he tell the Israelites? Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Don't you stop. A caboose. Girl, the train is coming. Y'all hear me? The midnight train of Alabama. Not Georgia, Alabama, baby. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Sometimes I can't even look at certain people because y'all make me laugh. Like, now, Pastor, you know you ain't got to do that. I love y'all so much. The word that he spoke today was for each and every individual in here. God is fixing to do some things. God is fixing to do some things, y'all. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait. I know what I saw. And I'm not delusional, baby. I don't have illusions. I'm not a lunatic. I'm not crazy. And I'll just say stuff just to say it. I don't, because you know why? Because first of all, I'm scared. The Bible say, whoa, be unto you if you say he said, thus said the Lord, and he didn't say it. I'm scared of that whoa. We ain't talking about how much of him I'm scared of. I'm scared of that whoa. I know what I saw. And you had on a black shirt. And it flared out. I know what I saw. I believe God. I don't care what you don't believe. I got enough belief for everybody in here. All you need is that mustard seed. And you watch how big that tree grow. Huh? Did y'all get that? Just a little bit. Just what Jesus tell his disciples, just believe God. If God said it, every word that he said is simply yes and amen. Amen means that's it, that's all, it's finished, it's done, chapter closed, you got it. Listen. So it's just an amen today. It's just an amen today. I love you guys so much. It's coming. It's coming. Now why you got me messing with you? I don't know. But it's coming. It's coming sooner than you think. I'm telling you. What did he say? I prayed for it and I've been waiting on it and then this and that. That's all in the past. We talking about right now. Now faith. You activate that now faith. Give me a yellow sheet of paper. You got one over here? Write it down. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Activate that now faith right now. And after you write it down, you go up there and you put it on that altar. In knowing what he gonna do for you. I'm telling you right now. God has opened up the heavens, y'all. Right now. I dare you to write down that one thing that you desire the most. Right now, activate your now faith and then put it on that altar. I ain't said 100 things. I ain't said 2 things. That one thing, you know, because we keep going on and on. We ain't satisfied with one thing, baby. We want all the things. That one thing. I already know what it is for you. I didn't say what you want. I say the desire. And you desire that one. I can tell everybody in here that one thing that you desire. But that's between you and God, even though he revealing it to me. After you write it down, put it on that altar. Activating that now. down faith right now, because I'm telling you right now, it's the door, the heavens is open, the doors is open. Because you know, you activating it right now. You activating it right now. And let me tell you what she said. She said, don't get scared. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Watch the goodness of God. That one thing. Hey! We gonna live to see it. That's it. The way you jumped up, girl, you ought to run. I want you to run to the altar and put yours up there. Run, girl, run. The way she jumped up, like, I believe that thing. Yeah, run and give it to him. Running into your stuff. Yeah, that, whoo, baby. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. You're going to live to see it. It don't feel like it's so uncomfortable right now, ain't it, y'all? I'm living to see it. I can't wait to see it. I can look at all y'all and say, I can't wait to see it. Let me start from the top. I got to go up here now. I'm looking at, I can't wait to see it. Go around the whole room with my eyes booked, bubble eyes. I can't wait to see. It's this actor. She got real big eyes, and they so pretty. I don't even know her name. And every time I see her, but she's an up-and-coming actor, I say, your eyes are so pretty. I got to remember her name and tell her, because y'all know who my daughter is. I got a daughter that's an actor. Kiki Palmer, my daughter. That's my daughter. My daughter... Every time she come on, my daughter be like, Mama, your other daughter on TV? I say, she is, what you mean? And then she'll do so. She say, Mama, she be acting just like you. I say, that's my daughter. You kidding me? She just don't know it. She just don't know it. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for your word, God.